Hey, Jamie, I've got a question for you.
What do you want, Tom?
Who's on the podcast this coming Friday? Is it someone big?
Boy.
Is it a big one? Shall I bother listening this week?
Yeah. If I was going to say take.
And I would say off.
No.
Your trousers.
No, no. Take.
Me out.
No. Take.
Paddy McGuinness.
No. Take.
Take on me.
Take that.
Wow.
Have a little patience.
But hang on, presumably you haven't got all three of them, have you? Presumably you've just got one of them.
Buddy, we have all three of them on the podcast. They've released a new album. It's coming out. They're going on tour. They talk about the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, on everything that happened in Take That.
The ins, the outs.
And they reveal it all this Friday.
Exclusively.
On Private Parts.
That's a big one. I'm going to listen to that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What's going on? What's happening? What's crack-a-lacking? It's Jordan Stevens here. You're listening to the Whole Truth podcast. Today, I've just spoken to a really good friend of mine, Hussein Manaware, who I hope you've already heard of, performed at Music for Mental Health, delivered an incredible, well, more than one incredible poem, but one particular piece that went viral as a result. Speaks very openly about grief and mental health, and is also just very funny, warm, sensitive. But yeah, he's a wicked guy. And what's happening is that I'm going to take a couple of months away from the podcast, doing, to be honest, similar work, but just in a different space. And I'm really excited to be handing the baton onto him, because I really think he's got a lot to say, and a lot of, and it's going to be a fresh energy and a new angle in which to approach the conversation, and with a whole new load of stories and understanding and meaning. So yeah, we're chatting, we're exchanging, and from this point on, for a few months, Hussein is going to be taking over on the Whole Truth podcast. Yo, welcome to 100 FM, Whole Truth FM, with your boy Jordan Stevens, and I'm joined by the one and only Hussein Manaware.
Yeah, 2020, we made it.
Drop a freestyle.
Yo, I am healthy.
Nah, don't.
I'm joking. You know, he's mad because I'm taking over, right?
Okay, now let's take a step back. We've jumped in. That was going to be the big reveal. I'm going to be having a chat with a good friend of mine, Hussein, who I've already introduced in an epic freestyle American radio-esque fashion, but it's Hussein Manaware. We have already spoken on the podcast before. You're one of the first guests.
Yeah, come on.
Which I really appreciate, because obviously being a fan of you, and you are also doing some, I'd say you're probably one of the most consistent mental health activists I know in the UK. Actually, in the world. I'm not going to say it. You genuinely practice. You practice what you preach. You talk openly about grief and struggling, and you create a space where people, I think, would be struggling, would be able to look at what you've said and feel encouraged. I have. We did Music for Mental Health, and the lineup was incredible, and you were on that lineup, and I couldn't think of anyone else that I wanted on. I mean, other than the people who I also wanted on, I also wanted you on.
Thank you.
But okay, on a genuine level, when you delivered your a piece of spoken word about your mum, probably my favourite moment.
Wow.
No, and I said that, innit? I backed that. Yeah, I put it on. Did, yeah. And what? And just say a little bit about that, about the piece that you spoke about, and then it got, went viral from...
Yeah, it did. The internet does wonderful things. Well, I am whole. Wow, what a concert that was. Would you call it a concert?
Use It for Mental Health. It was a live event.
It was incredible. I felt like... I always have this moment just before I go on stage where I'll look at the people next to me and I'm like, oh, do they really want to hear me talk about death?
Mm.
And my friends say, yes, that's what you're here to do.
Mm.
And coming out on that lineup with acts that you had,
mm.
I'm like, oh my days. They're not going to know the words. There's nothing to sing along to. They just have to listen. But then when you're performing it, I feel like the best thing as a performer I can receive is their emotions. And when the whole room was silent, because some...
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was silent. And there's like, obviously there's people that have been drinking. There's people that are there to like really like scream and like really, but they're really there to be engaged. And the fact that they were engaged was a beautiful thing for me. Because like when I took a breath and I heard nothing.
Yeah. Evie. You remember?
Yeah, I love Evie.
So another act who was on the lineup, a girl who came up to me at a poetry night, just Rago, and was just like, yo, I love your campaign. I want to get involved.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, and also the fact that Ed Sheeran, who, you know, like legend, like a good friend of mine, steps up like, yeah, I'll perform. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably the biggest pop star in the world, or arguably top five. He went on first. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, just on a practical level, I wouldn't even be that insulted. I mean, the lineup was strong, but I mean, a few people might leave. Like Ed is, you know, literally lockdown, 4 hours. That concert was 4 hours.
That's longer than Titanic.
Yeah. A lot of films are longer than Titanic now, man.
But that was it. It was an incredible moment. You should be very proud of yourself.
It was a Scorsese epic. Listen, the team did incredibly well, and everyone who came together, Ruth Sotoye as well, delivered a lot of spoken word that tied together the night through film. To have the influence of you, Evie, and Ruth, and the interviews even linking together the act, I thought brought a different dynamic to the event that worked. Because sometimes I can get a bit like, but... I don't know. I just think truth is undeniable.
Yeah.
And if you're standing up and being like, this is the grief I feel.
Everyone went on the journey with me.
Yeah.
And that was nice. Like, you could feel it.
I was just proud, man, because, yeah. I don't know. I was proud because, like, you were on the main stage and you stepped up and, like, you were in some ways the underdog based on time spent, I suppose, in that context.
When you got these big acts.
100%,
I know. Yeah.
And you totally stole everyone's hearts. It was great.
Yeah, I just think in their moments, you're just there to speak your truth.
Yeah.
It's that old theatre saying of, leave them whilst they still want more.
Yeah.
So sometimes a minute, it might just be all you get, but that might be all you need.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. No, and you're definitely an advocate of capitalising on opportunities.
100%.
And with that in mind...
What? I'm here today.
Let's explain what's going on today. Capitalising on opportunities.
I'm here as a friend to support you.
Dude, I'm over the moon about what's going to happen. So the whole thing is that I'm going to be taking a break from the whole Truth podcast. Which has been really fun to do. It's a lot of work, but you get to meet some incredible people and feel enlightened.
What advice do you have for me?
Well, I haven't explained that you're taking over yet.
I'm keen.
I know. And then in my absence, I'm going to pass the mantle over to Hussein, the very trustworthy hands of Hussein. You have an incredibly dedicated fan base who are... wanting to hear you talk.
Yeah, no.
Because you post a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do a lot of spoken word.
Yeah.
But I want to hear you talk. One of your strengths is that you have gone through an incredibly tough time losing someone incredibly close to you, closest.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Vinnie Jones interview where Vinnie Jones talks about the loss of his partner, Tanya. So Vinnie Jones, actor, he's been married for 27 years. His wife passes away. He does this incredible interview on Good Morning Britain.
Really?
Where he talks about how she passed away and he breaks down on television and he really like shows what it means to me to be a man. And ever since my mum passed away, I've never really seen my dad talk about my mum. So I showed him this Vinnie Jones video and I said to him, what do you miss the most about mum? And he looked at me and he went, the arguments.
Whoa.
And he said, it's about being able to bounce off someone every day. And the one day that person's gone, that's the hardest thing. And it's like, it's so interesting. It takes like, because if my dad never saw that Vinnie Jones video, he may have never said that to me. Do you know what I mean? So everyone has a voice in this field. And if I can help start conversations around that, let's go get it.
This time of year.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this time of year?
It's hard.
I think so.
I think it's definitely hard.
I think Christmas is especially hard for people who have lost.
Yo,
it's a massive reminder.
And you know what as well? I was even thinking about the other day. I released this video called The Best Years about children that have lost a parent. Because I was like, yo, imagine you're a child, you lost a parent, yeah? You got to go through sports day without your mum and dad coming to watch you. You have to go through the school assemblies without your family sitting in the audience. You have to go to prom. You have to go to so many things and you don't have that family support. It's so difficult. One thing I think is very hard as well is Mother's Day.
Hardest.
During Mother's Day, Father's Day, all these days, like they're days that you'd share with people you love, but if you've lost them, it's hard.
The end of an entire year. Yeah. I mean, this one decade. Is the end of a decade, bruv. We're going into 2020 vision.
I can't believe it.
Do you feel as though you're going to see clearer in the coming year?
Oof. New Year's resolutions. Now we're talking about New
Me?
Year's. Yeah. Is that a thing for you?
Yeah, massively. Oh, I mean, not really. Like I do them.
Yeah.
But I don't do them. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My New Year's resolution for maybe the past 8 years has been to learn Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you get much of it done?
No. I still know 4 words.
Mine was Arabic.
Good luck.
No, I got quite a bit of it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Say something.
Iza nadarta nahwa Jabal Dagestan.
That sounded Arabic to me. What's your New Year's resolutions? Come on. Have you ever done them?
I'm learning to love the fact that my hair's fading.
Your hair?
Yeah.
Sorry, I honestly.
So like, you know my hairline, like my hairline's going, yeah.
Right.
You might not be able to tell.
It's not, but
no, it is. It's definitely going.
Just thinning out at the front.
Yeah, it's thinning out, and I'm learning to
big man things.
I'm learning to accept that I'm becoming a big man. Yeah.
How old are you?
28.
Yeah.
And and I'm approaching 29 in March. I'm expecting a birthday present. You know what I'm saying?
In March. March to what?
11th. Thank you very much.
March 11th, that's a nice birthday.
Are
you a Pisces?
Yeah.
That's why it's so emotional, isn't it? It's not my girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
I'm very sensitive, yeah. I'm learning to accept that. I'm learning to love to accept that my hair's fading.
Good.
And I'm also.
It's a real thing.
Yeah,
it can affect your confidence
massively. It can affect so many aspects of your life. I just don't know. I feel like it's
change.
Like, you know what? No, even if you're with a group of friends and someone goes at your hairline, you can't come back from that.
They're going at your hairline, yeah.
You are taking the L in that conversation.
But you've got such a lovely beard.
No, thanks. No, I'm quite lucky, you know.
I'm not
because
sure
my
which one I'd prefer. I'm just trying to think now. I want a beard like that so badly.
Yeah, I'll give you some of mine. It'll come back the next day. A lot of body confidence, I think, is very important because, I mean, every day when I'm surfing the internet, I see a lot of like what is portrayed as like a perfect body. Do you know what I mean? And for me, I don't look like that. So I don't aim to look like that. I aim to love myself on my journey of how I'm going to look like what I should be looking like. So anyway, cut long story short, I'm running more.
Yeah.
I'm running more. I run 5K, run 10K. I go boxing.
10K?
Yeah.
I haven't done 10K yet. I can do 5K in like... I've been doing it in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's really good.
But so you just want to feel more comfortable in your body?
Yeah, feel more comfortable in my body, but also live my potential artistically and creatively and passionately.
Always.
Yeah.
Will we ever be satisfied in that department?
I don't know. I've been saying since 2004, every year is my year.
Next, this decade is my decade. This is my decade.
So
the 20s.
It's exciting.
The roaring 20s, bruh.
Do you know what I'm happy about?
What?
That came out of, I think, more so this year than any other year. The incredible online activism. How people really used the tweets, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, everything to push for change. And you see it, the petitions, it works and it helps.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to see that this year. I think for me, that was definitely a high looking back, just this whole decade. I think a low is the whole like cancel culture. Like like what we were saying before we started recording, I feel like people should be allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that they're cancelled because of it. Like, which that's the only
how
time
how many mistakes?
That's the only time you learn. I think obviously it depends on what the mistake is, but within reason, we shouldn't just jump the gun. And unfortunately, I feel like the low part of humanity when I look at it is how some of us cancel people so quickly because of something that they've done. I don't agree with that.
Sometimes I get scared to
say. Yeah. 100% same.
So I think there's so many different types of people that I don't want to upset.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's different communities and trying to be like, I think everyone should always try to be as culturally sensitive as they can.
Yeah.
But on this journey, we do make mistakes.
You have to like, make mistakes to learn. I'm
from Pakistan, right? I was born in England. My grandparents were born in Pakistan.
Yeah.
I go back to Pakistan. I make mistakes.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I get cancelled from the village because of it. It's mean I take it and I learn and I make sure I don't do it again.
Yeah, it's not making the same one twice, isn't it?
What's your hopes for next year? Or the next decade?
I love it. You're interviewing me now. This is a good practice. I suppose it's a conversation, isn't it?
Mm.
My hopes for next year, I want to have got working on a TV series. I'm as in pre-production, like actually getting into it.
Yeah,
and I also want to.
I can't wait for that. I think it'll be sick. Book.
I've got an idea. I'll tell you after.
Yeah. I think it'll
I'm
be sick.
I'm working on an idea. I'm working on an idea that might actually.
One for music.
Yeah. Listen, I've got my own solo music out.
We've been teased.
Jordan Stevens. Yeah, listen, I'll start releasing music under my own name. And also, Harley sounds like he wants to do some more Rizzle Kick stuff, which would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I quite like the timing.
Yeah.
Because part of me wants to like go on Rizzle Kick's socials and be like, well, world's gone to shit, innit? I kind of want to go on. It's like, anyone fancy a bit of a light-hearted release, guys?
Yeah.
I fancy a bit of a jolly hip-hop album by any chance. I could probably take around some hilarious statistics of what's happened in the world since we released our second album and pin it all to our absence from music. I think the last time we released an album was 2013. I think at that time the world was pretty calm. All I'm saying is, since the last Rizzle Kicks album came out, the world has really suffered.
Yep. And
I think I'm just making the link between the two.
Well, listen.
No, I'm kidding. But
I'm ready.
I'm ready to get down
with the trumpets.
I've been working on some Jordan Stevens stuff, and so that'll give me the space to release music regardless of what happens with Harley. But it would be lovely. And we do get tweets about it all the time and comments about doing so. And I adore Harley, and I think he's so talented, and I think he really wants to perform.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Again. What about you?
Hope for the year ahead. I mean, I hope to see an N-Dubs reunion.
What? You can't just come after Rizzle Kick. I say N-Dubs.
Why?
Oh, I'm joking. Nah, yeah, there might be an N-Dubs reunion, man.
I mean, I love that era of music when there were. You know what I want to see? The revival of Channel U again as well.
Oof. I mean, that would make sense now.
Do you remember when we used to come home from school and text the TV?
No.
No.
I didn't text TV. I'd only get ringtones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, ringtones. I mean, I'd love to see the people I grew up with their music release music again.
Yeah. Do you want an urban big reunion?
Basically. Who's on the lineup?
N-Dubs.
Oh,
N-Dubs headlining. N-Dubs big Brothers. Oh.
Buy me diamonds and ruby.
Yeah.
Blazing Squad.
Oh, mate. Those two, are, you know, they
were sick. Man. I still bang their music now.
Have you worked with them?
No.
You know about Mus and James? Two of Blazers were like one of the sickest producers. They're called Mojam. They've produced some amazing tracks.
No.
So you want N-Dubs back next year?
Yes.
What else? I mean, something maybe more personal to you.
Something a bit more personal to me.
Yeah.
Me, you've been on stage with me before. Do you remember at Omera?
Yeah.
At my headline show.
Yeah, I'd like to spat some bars.
Yeah. I want to see Jordan Stevens on my stage again.
Really? Yeah. Man, I haven't written a rap in like almost a year and a half.
It's embedded in your DNA.
I haven't written a rap. You can encourage me to.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Maybe
see
I'll
that.
Write one with you.
Yeah, that would be sick. I'd love to
that. That would actually make me so happy.
I would love to work more with people. Now
collaborate.
Yeah, I feel like for so long, like I've been living in like
a bubble.
Yeah, my own head, and I need to get
bubble
out.
Head. Yeah, your own bubble head.
My bubble head, and I need to get out of that. Like, do you know what I mean? I just feel like even just hearing you talk about Harley and that relationship is just such a beautiful thing that you can bounce these ideas off people, and I feel like a lot of the time I'm just stuck in my own head all the time, man.
Really?
Yeah, and I need to get out of it. And I think 2020 is like, I don't want to be that.
You'll find that with running.
Yeah.
It's like meditative.
I do love running. So yeah, I think hope for my year ahead is really just, and I've never said this before and you will never hear me say it again, but what's that line? What do people say? Live the best version of myself. That's what I would like to aim towards. It's kind of like becoming like the latest iPhone release version of yourself, but also understanding that you do need system updates regularly.
Bro,
do you know what I mean?
Let's not talk about technology, because I think we peaked with technology about 5 years ago.
Do you?
I think we're all in a state of like bizarre psychosis delusion where like we actually think that we need improvements on stuff that need just not
no improvement. Yeah, that's a fair point. No, I'm thinking to go back to Nokia, you know?
That's real.
No, seriously.
Because like I don't have much dread. Yeah, I don't get like an existential dread so much. Obviously I get like freaked out about things in my life sometimes, but I like to be enigmatic.
Yeah.
But one thing that gets me the most is robots.
Yeah.
I just feel like technologically, I do not understand why anyone is making any new I'm going to say it right now. I don't need any new technology. It feels like, I don't know why that feels like such a rebellious statement. Like, I actually am happy.
I rate this. Yeah. this conversation needs to be had more, you
know. My telly is great. My phone is great. My laptop's great. I don't need any more speed. I don't need any of that shit. My Wi-Fi is great.
No new terabytes?
Bro, I'm happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all the things. Say, for example, like, say with Deliveroo, yeah?
Yeah.
I think, like, delivery apps are the most overrated thing in the entire world because of this. I use them all the time. I love them, right? But they have ruined my life. You have to understand.
It's ruined my life as well.
You have to understand.
It is. You're just working and you're just
You have to understand. Everyone can cook. Think how many people are just losing money. That we never needed it. Do you remember how mad it was? Bro, I remember back in the day, I used to want an Indian, I used to go, there's a place called Bilwachi's up Chamberlain Road. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know my family has an Indian.
Is it?
You need to come.
Yeah, what's the rating on Deliveroo?
We're not even on Deliveroo. My dad's anti-technology.
Okay, yeah, bless. Yeah. No, but I'm saying, you had to wait for a good, you know, I don't know what my order was, but I'd have to wait about 50, 55 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came, that's the best goddamn meal I had in my life. It was the same thing as like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
You rented that film out, £5 deal, 3 nights and an ice cream, yeah?
Mm.
That film better be good, bruv. you'd be visceral about it. I remember I went to see one film, I won't even say it because I feel deep. Actually, I will. Barbershop, right? I went to get Barbershop.
Mm.
I watched it. I was like, that film was shit. And I remember being so upset. And I loved that passion. And loads of people love Barbershop. I personally did.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's that energy. I mean, Netflix actually, I think, is a bit more, there's more argument for Netflix. But like,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I agree with you with technology.
So, anyway, like, the reason I went off on that rant is because
I said I'm.
You don't have to update like your system.
System update.
You don't have to system update. Or you just have to find you have to get the cogs working that are already within your infrastructure. It's all there.
The bubblehead.
It's all there. We're all connected to it, I think. Well, that actually said, were there any like books, films that you've seen in the last year that you'd recommend to our listeners?
Yes. a book I started reading, was the letters of Vincent van Gogh.
Wow.
That he wrote to his brother, Theodore.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Really?
Van Gogh was a poet.
Yeah.
Poet more than he was a painter. Incredible. He suffered severe mental health issues.
Oh, we know.
Like, read the letters he wrote. Wow. They are art.
I mean, the conversation around sanity and insanity isn't ever really interesting one. I don't think we have the right parameters. You're writing that down?
I'm writing that down.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I think what we deem as insanity is kind of a bit bizarre.
It's true. Genius.
I mean...
genius is crazy, isn't it? Until crazy is genius.
This is a big discussion.
Yeah.
I just watched it. This is one thing I did in 2019 that was amazing. I went to see a man called Eckhart Tolle, mm-hmm. who is... I don't even know how you describe him. Just an academic.
Mm-hmm.
Who is arguably enlightened to some sense, lives in the present moment, wrote a whole book about it called The Power of Now. And he would argue that not all of us use the present, use the power of the present moment. He'd say this, and this is actually so confronting to a lot of people. He'd go, so what are you worried about? This is me genuinely asking you, what are you worried about? Just kind of, just a few things that are just on your mind at the moment.
Worried about... not falling in love.
Right. And how do you feel when you worry about that?
Anxious.
Right. But right now, where are you?
In Suffolk.
And it's fine, isn't it? Like right now, everything's fine.
Yeah, right now, everything's cool.
Right now.
We're blessed.
And it's like that, the whole thing of like, it's you're thinking about the future, reminding yourself of the past, creating all these conundrums inside you. But he just goes, no, just... stop, like literally right now. He'd argue that in life there are choices, the choices are made, and then you're just in the present moment. He's not saying you never.
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
But he would.
I had deja vu.
Yeah, and he would say that like the phone or the incredibly intelligent iPhone is literally our collective mind creating another mind to never escape the mind. So like you think
what's his name?
Eckhart Tolle. So you think that you're getting a break on your phone, but it's actually like the egotistical mind continuing its your removal from the self. So that's where I would say that.
Yeah, so dangerous. I think that phone's dangerous. So yo, I saw you promote a pillow that I never received.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. It's fine, I'll purchase one.
A consistent night's sleep is like 9 times more effective than antidepressants.
Wow.
Yeah. Over a period of maybe a month or two.
When you take your break, I try and get a sleep expert on.
Great idea. My girlfriend would probably be a good one for that. I'm not sure if she's an expert, but she sleeps a lot.
Do you know what I'd love to see in the next
decade? My girlfriend would actually be a good... Amber would actually be a really good guest because she is... had a really tough year of anxiety and overcome that, and she's really really interested in what contributes to that. Her and also Bella Mackey, we need to follow up with Greg James's wife, who wrote a book called Jog On, so that'd be good for you to chat to her because she overcame severe anxiety through running.
Yeah, amazing. I would love to see sleep pods be introduced in London.
What, the Japanese ones?
Yeah,
dude, do you know it's like borderline. I'm not sure about. I'm not sure sleep pods are. Are they a good thing, or is it like they don't get any sleep? That's the only sleep.
No, sorry. I mean, like you know how like the city of London is so busy, and it's like
you can just dip in for a quick hour.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of gangster.
Go take a nap somewhere, but it needs to be clean, hygienic, kept nice, quiet.
But you know what I'm. I'm going to say that I'm going to annoy you with what I'm about to say though. If you make healthy choices in your life, you wouldn't lack energy.
Yeah, but.
Dude, I hear you,
but sleep is important.
Well, also, yeah.
You can't always control the other factors that are going on in your life. Children.
Babies. You're totally right. You're saying this is why you're such a... this is why you're a G for this podcast, man, because you're really caring. I'd just be like, these guys need to stop wanking in my sleep pods. and ironically, the Tao also believes, in Taoism, they believe that sexual energy is 30% of the energy that we are able to use. And actually, as men, the fact that we are so willing to release that sometimes more than twice a day means that we're actually knackering ourselves out. And we could be utilising our sexual energy, transmuting it. That's why, what happens before boxing matches?
They don't have no sex.
So you want to create these sleep pods because you think people in the city might need a break?
Yeah, I feel like people in the city need a break. So,
you go on.
I was going to say for the podcast, I really
want... For the sleeping... Yeah.
I really want to bring on some industry leaders and get some real advice. Get some real questions and some real answers from some... From experts. I feel like we need education when it comes to mental health now. And I feel like now's the time, moving into 2020, we can provide people with that education along with real life stories from people.
Yeah. So you're what you want to do with the Whole Truth podcast is approach it from a more... I mean, I've a lot of the guests I've had on are my friends who mm-hmm. I've been eager to hear about their stories. Sometimes their stories haven't been told before. What's your outlook going to be? You want it to be more industry?
I think more educational. I feel like there's so many
expert based.
Yeah, professors out there, psychologists, therapists. Like there's this network.
I've had a few.
This network I discovered the other day. It's like a directory of loads of different therapists from loads of different cultural backgrounds, and it guides people through how to get therapy if you're coming from like a Somali background.
Wow, that's amazing.
Or a Pakistani background or a Japanese background or wherever you're coming from, there's therapists dedicated for them cultural groups. Mm. And I think that's really interesting. And I feel like there's a lot, I feel like I'm ready for myself to go into like phase two of mental health education. And what does that look like? What are you teaching on psychology courses? What's happening in psychotherapy? What is cognitive behavioral therapy? Like, what are these things? And let's learn.
Brilliant. I think that sounds really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited
about it. I can't wait to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep your seat warm.
Please. I'm super excited because...
I'm excited as well.
Ever since I think every collaboration we've had between you and I on around mental health has been really exciting.
It's been good. And you know what? Yeah, podcast for me has been something that's been hovering around the whole of 2019.
Really?
The amount of emails I've had to do a podcast, I've always said, no, it's never been right.
Are you going to change the title to Hussein in the Membrane?
It could be a segment. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out.
Segments. That's something that could add to the Whole Truth. Mm. With jingles.
Yeah, I might
Hussein
make
it. Hussein in the Membrane. And then it's like, welcome to... No, sorry.
No, it's good. So let's see what happens. I mean, learning definitely from today, from this one, I can definitely not do more than one in a day.
Well, I can tell you confidently you're going to. Thank you, Hussein. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're my guy.
Let's go get it.
I love you.
Love.
You continue to inspire me. And I'm very, very happy that the whole I Am Whole Truth audience are now going to be inspired by you too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Powered by Spirit Studios.